time now. Public hearing for the budget transfer amendment to fiscal year 17.
Mr. Chairman, I've passed
out. Want to take a microphone there, Mary? Or do you want this one? Here. I give her this one.
Thanks. Mr. Chairman, I've passed out a handout for you that will hopefully lead us through this budget transfer. What I sent to you in your packet was the actual notice that was made to the newspaper. It was published on the 31st, and it was published in the roundup. We had some confusion about that yesterday, but we're all good to go. So if you want to look at the handout that I gave you, in the bold print is the amount of money that will be transferred to the light print line items.
Account.
Okay.
Okay.
So in this first, the total budget transfer is $1,054,757.45. The first item on here is unanticipated general fund revenue. So what that is that can be refunds, that can be repayments, it can be any revenue that was not budgeted in the existing budget. So once that revenue is received, we account for it, and then I will adjust the budget and put it back into the budget because I've expended the money. So the unanticipated revenue is $36,613.01. And some of those items that are in there, they're refunds. If you'll recall, we had a discussion about selling a boiler recently. That $5,000 for the boiler has gone back into the courthouse and maintenance budget. We have some reimbursements, $25 for training, $50 for uniforms, detention supplies, prisoners board. We get paid from other counties to board prisoners. That money's there. And then we have some reimbursements for some other items. So just general operating types of expenses. You've got down here, if you look under law enforcement maintenance on vehicles, those are reimbursements from the insurance company. We've had a couple of accidents that we got reimbursed for. Most of our car accidents are car versus animal.
Right.
And then other reimbursements, you'll also notice at the very end, the general fund scholarship fund. We had three scholarships that didn't get used this semester.
Gotcha.
So that's what that is. The next item that's down, we will go through a number of depreciation reserve accounts, and those accounts are lined out for specific purposes. The first one being for elections, $7,079.88, and that was for publications for elections. When I budgeted this last year, I way under budgeted that account. And part of that is the fact that during the primary, we had four major parties that I have to publish those ballots for the public. So instead of publishing two, I had four. And then we had also a two-page ballot for the general election, which makes that a larger publication as well. So at the end of the day, I was overspent $4,000, but the $7,000 replaces the funding that should have been budgeted there. The reason why I like to put that back in there is so that I know when I go to budget, not this year, but next year, that that's what it cost me to budget for this year's election. Depreciation reserve, communications, and IT, $96,611. That was for the E911 and equipment upgrades that were done this past summer in communications. If you'll recall, the law enforcement budgets were shorted funding and we needed to replace that funding. Depreciation reserve, landfill reserve, if you'll recall, $4,855.52. This is the payment of the retainage for the lysimeter project that was completed last January. That we needed to pay off now. It's fairly delinquent, but we paid it. Depreciation reserve, buildings, projects, equipment, and maintenance, $13,748.80. That is for the remainder of the county attorney remodel project, that was the roof and the parapet wall. So then we go to, on page two, we go to a number of accounts that are bolded. So this is money that's in the budget that we're moving to a reserve. Okay. If you'll recall, and the new commissioners, you're not going to recall this, but we budget for payments to our equipment reserve in our operating budget, excuse me, every year. And that amount totals up to $863,000 or $863,200. Those amounts that are there are for any kind of rolling stock that we have. So there is a vehicle in the commissioner's budget, so they make a payment to the equipment reserve account. The assessor's office has vehicles, they make a payment. So every one of these departments has a reserve payment that goes into that equipment account. The purpose of that being is so that when it's time to replace those vehicles, we have the money in hand and our equipment account can support all of our rolling stock. And we started doing that a long time before we got rich. It was back when we were poor. So the last item that we have is the unanticipated fire revenue, $29,649.24. The majority of that is $19,711 for wildland fire payroll. If you recall, with our firemen, when they go to a fire, they are we pay them, and then we wait for the reimbursement from the federal agencies for those fires. We had the big fire up in Bondurant last summer. Part of this also, this is just the money that we have received that was not transferred to us by ACH. Most of that stuff, most of that money is transferred directly to Roxana.
Okay.
This was funding that I received in my office to support the budget. So mm-hmm. we'll probably make another adjustment at the end of the budget year to account for all of those funds. Okay. And I believe we have got everything collected for this
last year.
That's
just what I was going to ask. Everything
yeah.
probably in?
Yeah, I think everything's probably in, and we're talking several hundred thousand dollars
yep.
is what it is. It will be payroll, but it also will be use of equipment, and some of that equipment was billed to our fire equipment as reimbursements for the use of our fire equipment, but it's also reimbursements for the use of our road and bridge equipment. So some of that money will go to the general fund, the rest of it will go to the fire fund. And remember, the fire money is held separately from the general fund money.
Right.
So, and then the other items similar to the general fund budget, reimbursements, you know, office supplies, equipment supplies, utilities at $1,500. Part of that's the $1,200 that we got for the Pinedale Fire Hall from Rocky Mountain Power. The incentive is part of that. Retirement, the firemen, the volunteer firemen pay into their retirement fund. And so we take care of that fiduciary responsibility for them. And that's about it to make up the $1,051,757.45.
Perfect.
And right. Mr. Chairman, this adjustment right now that we make gets our budgets in order so that we can issue the work. We will issue the worksheets to start the fiscal year 18 budget this week and get them out to the departments. And this will give them a clearer look at what their budget is with their expenditure reports after today's payments of bills.
Perfect. Thank you, Ms. Langford. Appreciate that. Any questions, gentlemen?
I don't have any.
No questions. Any comments?
No.
Any further discussion? Need to. Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the requested budget transfer for the amount of $1,051,757.45.
I second.
It has been moved and seconded that we adopt resolution number 17-100307N, a resolution authorizing transfer of county budget funds. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
He's got to stand up.
Get it. Bring it on.
We are ahead of schedule once again here. That's kind of an amazing thing for us.
Different.
Laura, we are ready, but if you want to wait for, if you have some other folks that are wanting to show up, we're 15, 20 minutes ahead of schedule.
That's what I get. I'll talk to you. Do you need one?
No.
Well, we just took one before we did the budget transfer. But we can certainly wait if you would, so if you're so inclined.
I'm not sure. I don't know that anybody else is coming.
Okay, would you like to just go ahead?
Sure.
Excellent. Come on up. Take a seat right there in front of a microphone.
Okay. Is that working?
Yep.
Yeah.
You're in good shape.
Okay. As you guys may know or may not know, we are at month 32 in our critical access hospital venture and exploration. We spent with combined entities, the county commission board, the healthcare district, and the sublet center, as well as one more entity independently. We've spent over $160,000 on this exploration. So my request is quite simple. After 32 months, over $160,000, and with the engineering assessment being presented and discussed on April 12th, on behalf of the district board, the staff, community members on both ends of the county, I'm asking that you be prepared to make a decision on April 12th at your meeting to either deed the buildings over to the healthcare district or give us permission to go ahead with the critical access hospital venture by beginning construction to qualify for hospital at the Pine Oak Clinic. That's it. That's my request. Pretty simple, pretty easy.
Okay. So, go ahead.
I'm just for clarification, what you're asking for is for us to deed the buildings over or give permission for construction to begin.
Correct.
Plain and simple.
Pretty simple.
Okay, we are planning on sending an email to you this afternoon.
Oh, good.
With the assessment, mm-hmm. the engineer's assessment. So that'll go to you just as soon as we get out and Mary can forward that on to you.
Correct.
What we would request of you between now and then is we need some type of an indication of how much owner-provided equipment is going to be for this construction project.
Okay.
I mean, all we have is building information. We have no idea what owner-provided equipment is going to cost.
Okay. We can get that probably for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I realize that that's going to require a lot of homework, but perhaps you already have it. Do you already have the...
I think we have a pretty good estimate that we can compile for you.
Okay, so you know what equipment would need to go inside a critical access hospital? Okay, mm-hmm. And you'd have a pretty good idea what that would cost.
We can give you some really close, rough estimates, I'm sure.
Okay. All right. And if next Wednesday comes and you want a decision, deed or permission to build,
correct.
And if that does not happen,
mm-hmm. Then
what then? Yeah.
Well, then you tell us. Then you tell us why not.
Okay.
And we go from there. If there's something in that assessment that
I just didn't know if you had something in mind. I mean,
no, we do. We are formulating our budget right now. It's a little bit difficult because we don't know where we're going. It would be nice to be able to have that concrete. We're ready though to take different avenues. We also have other options available to us.
Okay. Are you at are you able to share any of those options at this point?
No.
Okay. Further discussion, gentlemen? Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, and this may be premature in that I've had a chance to see the assessment,
mm-hmm.
Which is quite lengthy. It's 157 pages.
Yes.
And with regards to this request, realizing that when we analyze this assessment, if there's further situations or questions that arise at that point, I guess we will have to deal with that as that comes up. Are we going to be pushed to make a decision pending those questions or outcomes based on this assessment? I'm just throwing that out. I don't know that we have the answer. They haven't had a chance to see the mm-hmm. assessment.
Right.
And that's not by any means a dodge,
mm-hmm.
But there are some concerns that I don't think would be fair to mention now because you haven't had a chance to see the
right.
assessment.
Right.
I understand your question.
So if a decision isn't made that night, if there are some, if there's more homework to do, is that a deal breaker then for the healthcare district?
Not unless it's going to drag on for another year.
Well,
then it might.
Yeah, understand that. I mean,
but if we're talking a month, I think we can deal with that. 6 weeks, we can probably deal with.
Okay.
You know, but 6 months, a year, we're going to need to make more decisions.
Yeah, I don't want that many more sleepless nights either.
Uh-uh. It's not fun.
I agree. I think us as well as you, we're all.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all there.
Yeah.
But there might be some things arise that might take a little more homework. I don't know. We'll have to see how the discussion goes Wednesday. Mm-hmm.
That's understandable.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. I'm okay with that. Anything further, gentlemen?
No.
Okay. Excellent. Perfect. Anything else, Laura?
No.
All
thank
right.
you. Thank
you
for listening
we'll
to
get
me.
That,
you
we'll get that emailed out to you this afternoon.
Perfect.
And
happy reading.
Yeah, 157 pages of enthralling.
Well, then I probably won't start on it tonight.
Really? Reading, yes. All right,
thank you.
Yep, yeah. And we'll see you next week.
Thanks.
You bet. Wednesday at 6 o'clock.
Yep, we'll be here.
And okay, excellent.
Mr. Chairman, thank you.
Oh, that yes. assessment going to be available to anybody else?
Yeah, I don't see why we shouldn't be able to put that on our website.
Okay.
What do you think? Gentlemen,
I have. That's probably no. fine. You
put it out on the website. Yeah. Probably be the easiest way to get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We'll put it on the website.
It's a lot of printing to print it out.
Oh, gee. There's a lot of trees to die if you print them all out. Yeah, 157 pages worth.
Right.
Okay. Excellent. Good. Okay. Do you want to try and text Andre and see if we can get him here?
You bet.
A little earlier. Okay. Excellent. On to our next appointment. Thanks for coming, Scott.
Thanks, man.
Do you need your horn?
I'm going to get a horn.
Drop there, go.
Hold it.
On the end of your pen.
Fell out of my pen. I can't see. Oh, damn, it don't matter. It's a cheap pen.
Black. Oh, the tip up. The push thing, huh?
Yeah, the push thing. I bet it fell down that little
Could
hole.
Could be.
Probably. I ain't even going to worry about it. I'll just get another one.
There's more pens in the cupboard. Can we have another one?
Yeah.
Thank you.
bus drove, Scott drove all the way from Big Piney for that.
Well, I wanted to start.
I was feeling bad about going early, but yeah, she made the call.
She made the call.
There you have it.
Had any agenda items exceed our time allotments, have we?
No, not today.
As compared to last month.
This has been a first in a long time.
We've kind of ahead holding on.
Yeah, last time we were behind them.
Yeah, substantial.
So what was the agreement? I just give you my Sims card? Is that what needs to be done?
No, you just keep it. Just keep it.
Trade it in on a horn?
Yeah, you can do it on the horn.
Yeah. Absolutely. I've got to catch up with the other. Just a question though, Joel. Did you get your hat back?
No.
He kept it.
I came home bareheaded. He asked if he could keep it, and I said, yes, sir, Mr. President.
All right. Oh, darn. Well, the second question, did Bobby Bing have another?
I don't know if Bob's around right now.
Well,
I would think he could come up with one.
We're taking collections.
That's right.
We're taking collections.
All right.
We're going to pass the hat.
But we got to change it out of the black hat. The white one.
That's right.
I had a white one, but it's the black one.
Yeah.
It was a better hat.
The black hat president.
I wonder who will show up by 2:30 other than Scott.
Other than Scott. Shoot.
Did you get a hold of Andre?
He hasn't texted back.
Oh, you call him.
I'll do that too.
I could do.
Yeah. Andre will be having a heart attack.
Andre? Yeah. You don't think he's late?
He's not a public speaker.
Oh, I was going to say, I wouldn't know him if he walked in the door.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah, he doesn't like this.
He's not answering.
He doesn't care for this at all.
Oh. Yeah. He's been dodging this for quite a while.
Yeah, he has.
Even worse than Butch.
Even worse than Butch.
So should I say, I got a lot of questions for you.
You just will make yourself comfortable.
Yeah, make yourself
comfortable. We're going to be here a while.
I got a lot of questions.
Yeah, probably have a meltdown if you do that.
Oh, God. He can't be any worse than that deputy.
Yeah.
Hey, Andre, how are
we? We were just ahead of schedule.
And so. That's fine.
Yeah,
I was actually parked outside when I got the first text.
Good.
We're just excited to hear from you.
I bet. I'm excited.
Yeah. Andre, have you met all the new commissioners?
Yes, yeah,
okay.
I have.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, excellent. Good.
At some point.
Well, you've spent a little time with Tom then?
Yeah.
Excellent. Good. This is basically just a report, a little bit about what's going on in your world to keep us apprised as to what's happening. So I'm going to turn it over to you for a while.
What do you want to know?
Are there any...
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, how are our roofs? I mean, what sort of...
Well, we, as far as roofs go, I wanted the fire hall, Pino Fire Hall. That's the priority, I think.
Right.
They need a roof.
Right.
We don't want to do anything else to that building until they have a roof.
Right. And that's in the works?
Well, I think we had got a really high estimate last year. Mm-hmm. So I have been talking to Todd.
Planning on just putting that out to bid again? Or?
It sounds like it, but we did talk about it. I told him that was a priority, this water that was going out on the street, yeah. The sheriff's, that was a priority. We got some ideas for that.
Okay.
So we're working on that. I've been dealing with the ice rink more than anything. So.
Okay. You're putting ice on now then?
No, we're taking it. We're getting ready to take it off.
Or
I
have
this small window of opportunity to get things right over there because the...
Can I interrupt you for just a minute?
No, go ahead, yes.
They've been here and gone.
I know. I'm seeing what Andre's having to say. Oh. I drove all the way over here. I'm going to hear somebody.
I'm going to hear somebody.
We're talking about the ice rink.
Not the stage?
No.
Okay, keep going. Sorry.
My apologies. Go ahead.
Anyway, the compressors back there were not being monitored because there's a computer back there, but they weren't hooked up to the internet. At some point down the road, someone disconnected it from the internet. None of this was known until we got the system up and running and put ice on.
Okay.
Well, you don't want to mess with any of that when you got the ice on because then your potential for, because especially if the computer hadn't been, I think the last update was in 2013. And you know, once you hook it up to the internet, then it starts updating and it's an old, crappy computer and I was afraid it would foul up the system. So I knew that at the end of the season, I wanted to get that taken care of before we go put ice on again in the fall. Mm-hmm. So I've been dealing with that since Friday. Simcoe's not able to. We got the internet on. Most of the updates are done, but Simcoe can't connect. So I've been working on trying to get them connected so they can do their thing. Landscape. We got to start thinking about putting an ad out to hire someone for the season. That's on my list. Fire departments have a really long list of things that they wanted to get taken care of. My understanding is the list came from just when they kind of did the unified fire thing, Andy and them walked around to all the buildings and then just made this tremendous list of things. So
right.
I've whittled the list down to stuff I know we can handle, stuff that probably Todd should handle, you know, the bigger things like roofs and stuff. And I kind of waited till the snow was done being shoveled to pass the list out. So that's out now. It's a huge list. I mean, it's going to be years of things to do.
And I think that was by design, too.
Yeah, and Shad knows that. I've talked to him about it. And,
and
I kind of just little by little let him know what we're taking care of. So he feels like we're not ignoring
part of his capital improvement.
Yeah. So food basket. Went and visited them. Todd and I went over there and pointed out things that we've noticed in their building and how they could improve it. I didn't really understand what the food basket was really all about until we went over there and talked to Tom. What's his last name?
Peters.
Yes. And he's a really good guy, and he helped us understand that the whole point of the selling the stuff is so they can have money to do the food thing. And so I tried to help him as much as I can. I told Mary, it's probably the only time in my life my sales rep background was going to come in handy, and I gave him all the info that I had. And so we just told him how he could make the building safer because he was worried that it wasn't very safe. So they're working on that. And I told him they really need to get put someone in charge of vetting the merchandise, and just either it's junk and you throw it out, or and if it's not, you bring it in the building and don't leave it outside. But
right.
We spent a lot of time with him, and I think we helped him out a lot, and it looks like they're working on it. So got a list of things I've been compiling over the winter for summer things to do. A lot of it is the ice arena. I really feel like that ice arena has been somewhat neglected. There's a lot to do there. There really is. That system needs to be taken care of better. It's going to cost money to take care of it. It's a very expensive, high-dollar system, but it's going to cost. There's things that are broke on it that should have been fixed a long time ago that we couldn't fix them while it's running. It has to be down. So I think we're just going to do it because I there's no choice. There's no system, and there's no sense in having that without keeping it up.
So you'll need in that regard to work with Mary for your next year's budget.
Yes, and we talk about it quite a bit, and I've been purposely trying to put those costs exactly where they're supposed to go, so then she has a better idea of, you know, what it really costs to keep that rink up, because I think it was maybe before it might have been shuffled around a little bit, but anyway, we're working on it. There's some big things, but there's a lot of little things too, you know, just little damage and stuff. You know, someone runs into one of the downspouts on the gutters and then they don't fix it, and that stuff aggravates me because it's just small, but it looks ugly. So that's a big one. I got... Sorry, that was my alarm to come here.
You're here.
The speaker wire up there is not real good. I put up those nice new speakers, and the system's really good now, but Dave says that the speaker wire might want to be looked at, so I'm going to have Keith look at it. We couldn't do that in the winter because it's like 30 below up in that space in there. The heat tape hanging off the building, which is just really ugly. I think we're just going to remove it, and we're going to just keep it in the gutters and the downspouts, because it's serving no purpose up there at all. The ice tears it off every year, is my understanding, and we glue it back up there, and nobody wants to screw it to the building because they don't want to screw it to the building.
Right.
So I think we're just going to remove it. The condenser outside for that whole system, I guess, has had a leak for years, and they just have dealt with it. Yeah. And I didn't know until they started the system up this year, and then the guy from Simco says, you have to take care of that, but it has to be done when the system's off and everything's completely dry. There can't be any moisture in it, so we got to fix that. We have all the stuff to do it already. Small stuff on here. I just want a reminder. Concrete at the library outside where we took the logs out. We're going to put concrete out there, put a pad, because it's just a mess. And so I already called Adams Concrete's going to do it. It's going to be about $5,000 to do it nice. And it's not going to, it was $8,000 to match the stuff they already have there. And we said, no, just regular concrete. The gray water line up, the sheriff's.
What did you come up with there?
Well, we got options. I had Todd come out and we all looked at it, and we got the mayor said we were allowed to run it out into that intersection, into that gravel layer he's got out there. Remember that?
Mm.
But we're worried that we're going to wash that out, because that's a lot of water running out there. So we did come up with the idea of maybe setting up a valve system so it goes to the proper line in the summertime when most of the water's running. And then in the wintertime, you change that valve to go to that gravel layer. We're not sure we want to do that yet, but that's an option. Todd likes the idea, I think, the most of connecting it to the existing town storm drain. We don't have to tear up as much to get it there. We still sounds like we'll have to put a valve, you know, to switch back and forth, but it may be the better option. He's still looking into it. And then, of course, he had one on here which sounds really expensive and is discussed pipe bursting with larger pipe, and I didn't know anything about that until Todd talked about it. But they put a bigger pipe around the smaller pipe, we've put the camera down there, and there's low spots.
You did find the camera, okay?
Yeah, I mean there's
a lot of them, or just one?
No, a lot of them.
So the whole thing's flawed.
Probably, yeah. I mean, it went. You're in the water. You're in it. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you're dry, and then you're in it, and then you're dry. Yeah.
So, it's freezing.
Mm-hmm. And it's not a very big pipe, so I don't think that one's much of an option. I think it's pretty spendy.
Where does it officially drain to right now?
out to the creek, I guess. It's just the
stormwater.
Yeah.
So we're going to tie into the city's under drain, hopefully, maybe, which would be in the street closest?
That's one of the options, but he's looking into the other option of just piping it over to their storm drains.
Not sure where that would...
Down the other direction. The other
just street. Dumping it into one of the drains in the curb.
Yeah. Yep. This is...
Mm-hmm. Preliminary.
Preliminary, mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I was just...
Yeah, thinking.
Yeah, no, that's not. I just we haven't decided what we're gonna do yet. I mean, it's gonna dollars and how much we got to tear up, because that intersection there, that's the shortest run. But my understanding is there's a whole lot of stuff under there that you have to watch out for, including fiber optics and things like that. Assessor's windows. I'm waiting for Doug to get back and so he can. Start looking into estimates on what it would be, because their windows are just awful.
Oh.
Some of them won't lock. Some of them are very difficult to lock, and we tell them don't unlock those, and they unlock them, and then we got to come over there and mess with them for an hour. And
yeah, please don't print that.
They're not opening them, because they're that difficult to open.
They're locked.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, right. Technically they are.
All right.
Because even when they're not, it's from the inside. It's
okay.
Everything you can do.
All right.
Don't print that. Rendezvous point, there's that blacktop ramp that goes up there by the handicap spot, and I think someone slipped and fell there this year from the ice.
Mm.
The snow builds up in one of the flower beds there, and then when it melts, it drains down and freezes right at the end of that ramp. And I think I'm waiting on an estimate right now to make a bigger ramp, longer, wider. It'll divert that water somewhere else, and I think we can avoid someone falling. I don't think we want anybody else falling down over there. So.
Gotcha.
Probably boring you guys like crazy right now. But
that's all right. Boring is good.
Circuit court, you were talking about roofs, the jury room leaks. I guess it has for a long time, but.
But that's
I didn't
not
know.
Part of what we repaired then.
No, that's different.
Okay.
That's different. But I want to investigate it and find out. I mean, instead of just fixing tiles all the time and putting up buckets.
Right.
That's silly. That's it right now. Okay. Sorry.
Excellent.
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead, Joel.
Did we get the internet to working in the extension office? Do they have
internet
what they need there?
The extension office.
I can report on that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I haven't heard anything. I forgot.
4-H.
Please do.
4-H, yeah.
As far as I know, it's fixed. Part of the problem that we had over there was... the computer system that Extension has is not the county's. It's University of Wyoming's. And we had some equipment issues there. But I think they're getting as good an internet as they're going to get.
I haven't
as
heard
good
anything
as anybody
either.
Else is getting.
Yeah.
Right.
They're getting as good as they really? Can get. We also installed a $600 phone system for them so they could have all of the telephone that they wanted.
Okay.
And... I think they're fixed.
Good.
At least I haven't heard from Robert. So.
Well, I haven't heard a thing, so it's kind of assuming something was working.
Right.
I haven't heard anything from Robert lately, but I am concerned with the handicap access ramps on those, because in the winter they're useless because of the road.
Well, the one isn't.
Yeah, I don't know all about it.
The
so.
One on the new one for the new part of the building. We
keep the
it
other
clear.
Aluminum one, right?
Yeah, that one is, but I mean, there is still one there, and we keep it clear all winter.
Okay.
So
I just didn't know if that was something maybe you'd look into.
No, I mean we go there and clear it every snow. So.
What about the one that is not?
We need an overhang for the aluminum one. I mean, is that
some handicap federal rule? Where
I don't think so. As long as
something?
You have the one for
as
that
long
building,
as we have one,
yeah.
You've got the one.
Yeah, I mean, we have access.
Okay.
But personally, I would like to see an overhang over that the other one, because it's at some point, we should probably put one of those up to cover it.
we've got one that functions.
We do.
One ramp that's
yeah, functions. So what we do is we
so do we
caution.
Even really need the other ramp?
Well, I mean, we can't really take it off there because it's built with the steps and everything to go up into the building, but we do the caution tape thing for the winter because it gets so, you know, everything comes off the roof onto it.
Right.
So, but,
and I'm not sure both ends of the building are open all the time. Is that true or not true?
I don't know what they keep open.
From, well, there's parts of the time when one end's locked down and the other one's open again. So
it
I don't
might
know.
Be something for us to look at.
Later on. It's nothing pressing because we do have access. And then I'm sure Joan wants me to bring up, she needs a stage. Her stage that she has over there is pretty bad shape.
Joan, what do you need a stage for?
Funerals.
Okay.
Dancing with the Stars events.
They use it quite a bit.
So you don't fall off the back of the narrow one we've got. We use the stage a lot there.
Okay.
So the one she's got is in bad shape. I recommend like the one we have at the library, which is just fantastic to set up. It's on its own wheels. It's much sturdier and stronger than the one that she has right now. You roll it out, set it down, bring out the other one, set it down, and you strap them together. It's really nice.
Takes four women to do ours or two men.
It. The newer one would be nice. If we can get to where she can get a stage.
What do you want to do without so that you can get a new stage?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. We'll do our old one. We'll do our old one. I can't do without anything else.
You can do.
Okay. We'll do
you'll
our
only
own.
Be able to do with the old one for so long. I mean, once it gets to the point where
we've got three legs that we just kind of stick under you know, that aren't attached anymore.
Oh.
That Skinner kind of just
okay. Well, why don't
under there for
Andre?
Us.
Why don't you let us know what this would cost?
$9,000 or nearly $10,000.
If I go on my truck and trailer and pick it up in Orem, Utah.
Cow.
Yeah.
We've already got this.
It's $750 shipping.
So who can we
get it out of her?
Yeah.
Get it out of her.
Who can you negotiate with to get $10,000 out of somebody else's budget?
I'm We can stick some stuff in.
Okay.
We'll
take it under advisement when it comes time to talk about budget. Okay?
That's kind of what I thought.
All right.
Too.
We'll do that. Okay.
But I thought, since she's here, I'd bring it up. She was waiting back there.
It
I
makes,
know
your, it makes your trip worthwhile.
Yeah, and don't go anywhere. We still got to talk, man.
I'd like to.
Yeah, okay. Anything further for Andre, gentlemen? Go ahead.
Do you have any issues or concerns with either one of the medical clinics in terms of needs or...
Oh, we do. No, but we are taking care of a hot water heater at the clinic here that's out. There's one that just fell apart. Can't
as far
fix
as
it.
Any major repairs,
that's a big
like
one.
That.
That's an $8,000 repair.
Which one?
The hot water.
Oh,
heater.
Well, yeah. I'm talking roofs, parking lots, sidewalks. I mean, you know, anything like that.
No, I mean, the only thing this year was such a big snow year, and we were having a real hard time letting those guys know, you know, that the maintenance guys there are responsible for snow removal.
Right.
But what they don't realize is that doesn't just mean sidewalks.
Right.
Sometimes that means the roof, too.
Right.
And they didn't, you know, we got up there and helped as much as we could, but...
Did we have some leaking because of...
We did have some leaking from it,
okay.
But...
And that was just because of ice dams?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And, I mean, we worked on it and we helped, but
okay.
We also kept saying, you have to get up there and do it.
You
have
to clear it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So... But that's it. I mean,
good.
Nothing major.
Terrific. Anything further, gentlemen? Okay. Excellent, Andre. Just come visit us once a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's really uncomfortable for me.
Yeah.
This is the thing that I'm not good at.
But, yeah. Just come visit us. Come visit us once a month.
You made it longer than Butch.
Well, you know, I just figured I'd bring in as much stuff as possible, so you never want me to come back.
You did so good, we want to hear from you again.
If it's
backfire.
Easier, if it's easier for you, we can just plan on the first meeting of every month. Okay. Which is what we're doing right now. Do you want to just plan on that?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, and we'll ask Mary to put that on the schedule. Just first meeting of every month, come and chat.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Andre.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks, Andre.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Really?
Really,
he was fighting that for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, I have really? It's not you.
Get the horn out.
All right, Joe, come have a seat. Right there in front of that microphone. We need to talk about land. She gave us 2 weeks to think mm-hmm. about that, mm-hmm. do a little pondering and such. And did anyone come up with any epiphanies? I have an idea, but...
Let's hear yours.
You know what? I don't have any problem giving them the land.
I think if we put a deed restriction
exactly.
in the way we talked about.
Yep. Well, what didn't even dawn on me when I say that outside the box idea for that middle section, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm looking and you're going, you know, because you know how I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Every
time you come see us, ka-ching, ka-ching.
No. And this is, our board hasn't even talked about it. I'm thinking, because it's always been like a green area space yeah. type thing. So I'm thinking no maintenance type something, putting greens,
yeah.
miniature golf course, something in there that is very low maintenance that might bring, I'm not thinking... nursing home.
Oasis.
I'm not thinking
picnic
assisted
area.
Living. I'm
your
not
old
thinking.
Stage.
Yeah.
Horseshoes. Oh, yeah. Put your old stage.
Yeah,
out
horseshoes.
There.
You know, okay. something in there. So when I'm thinking outside the box, you know, it dawned on me after I left that could amend anything.
I think with a provision like Commissioner Mousman is talking about, I don't have a problem because that's what that land was intended for.
It's all agreement.
So should we have Matt?
Let's have Matt go through, make up some type of an agreement, and then we can adopt it.
It'll transfer over to the towns then?
Joint Powers Board.
With a deed agreement stating for health or what? That's
senior
what you bought.
Services.
What's that? Senior services.
Yeah, but if they do make any projects, they need to come and talk to us. Mm-hmm. That was the caveat. So if they decided they're going to put in an assisted living, they need to come talk to us first. Are you okay with that, Joan?
I am.
Okay. I guess if they own the land and we know it's for senior services, what do they need us for?
Well, that's just to protect us because if they decide to do an assisted living and they want to do an assisted living up here, two of them aren't going to live. Only one's going to live.
Sure.
So we just all need to be on the same page, and this is a way to assure that future commissions
know what we intended.
Right, the intent of it.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Chairman, just as a reminder, the county is not one of the members of the Joint Powers Board.
Right.
The Joint Powers Board is between Marbleton and Big Piney.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike some of the other Joint Powers Boards in the county, we're not a member there, so you don't have a seat at that table. It is.
This assures we keep a seat at the table.
Okay.
Very good. Do you have what you need to get Matt started?
Mr. Chairman, I'd suggest that we give that information to Matt, and then we can give it to
and
you guys, and you can look at it.
Marvin's lawyer can look at that for it. He'll look at that if Matt needs somebody to talk to about that.
Okay.
He's helped us with our joint power stuff.
Okay.
So do you need any other verbiage other than the jumbled mess I just gave you?
No, I don't know.
You got it figured out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, all right. Do something and then
if he has any questions, have him call me, Matt.
Okay.
Excellent.
So that made you trip worthwhile, Joe.
It did. I was talking 900. We had a board meeting at 1. I'm like talking 900 miles an hour, and they're all looking at me. I'm like, I've got to get there by 2:30.
It's a good thing you came. We'd probably forgotten to talk about the light.
Well, I was going to get on the agenda, and then I thought, no, you guys are busy today.
Yeah. Thank
we
you.
Could keep the land and give you the stage.
No.
They sell the land to buy the
two different entities.
We're
going
to negotiate.
Joint Powers Board, Senior House, Senior Center.
We know you want both.
Thanks, Joan.
Thanks,
appreciate
guys.
It.
Thanks, Joan.
Any further business, gentlemen?
No, sir.
Entertain a motion to adjourn.
More God.
So moved.
Seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
We're gone.
Wait for the honk honk.
Thank you. See ya.